Das Fieber geht um beim Fusion Festival. Die Cumbia-Epidemie breitet sich immer weiter aus. Anfangs grassierte sie nur im Salon de Baile, aber inzwischen kann man sich auf dem gesamten Gelände infizieren. Immer neue Mutationen bahnen sich ihren Weg von Südamerika nach Europa. Eine besonders ansteckende Variante kommt aus Peru. Unter dem Namen Dengue 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 verbreiten Rafael, Felipe und Nadja ihren fiebrigen Sound aus Cumbia Selvatica, Dub, Electro und Dubstep. Wen das Fieber packt, der kann nicht mehr stillstehen. Für die drei Dengues aus Lima war der Auftritt im Palast der Republik ein ganz besonderes Erlebnis.
It was amazing. It's like the first big festival we're playing, so we were very nervous. I forgot my computer in the backstage. It was like a bit of a mess, but it went great, really. I think I was too nervous and I was like packing all my stuff in one bag, so I forgot to pack the computer.
He had to run, you know, to like 5 minutes before the show, he had to run like to the backstage, you know, to get it, you know. It was kind of hectic, but we managed to do it.
I think we lost like 10 minutes of the gig.
Nachdem sie die Startschwierigkeiten überwunden haben, können sie sich ganz der königlichen Stimmung im Palast hingeben.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see all the people dancing, you know, like, I guess here people have the culture of the rhythm already, you know, in themselves, you know, so, but for me, I was surprised, you know, like, I saw all the people and, you know, it wasn't full, but everybody that was there was dancing, yeah, you know, so it was awesome.
Alle drei Bandmitglieder tragen auf der Bühne bunte Masken, die aber die Sicht nicht wirklich beeinträchtigen.
You could see through the masks, you know, and it's awesome because it lets you go free with yourself, you know. You think it creates like a barrier, you know, with the people. And I don't know, I'm usually shy when I play other projects, you know. But with Dengue, because I use the mask, I'm like dancing and everything, you know. It's very nice.
They cannot see your dumb face you make when you're dancing.
Hinter der tanzenden Maske mag sich ein blödes Gesicht verbergen, aber das Publikum sieht die Masken von vorne.
Mainly we use like a tribal thing, you know, with lots of fluorescent colors, you know, because, you know, like in the old cumbia bands, they always used to use a lot of colors, you know, in their art and everything, you know, so it's our way to take in that, you know, and put it in our own way, yeah.
Der eigene Weg von Dengue 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 hat definitiv viel mit Cumbia zu tun.
We love it, you know, and there are kind of like two main cumbia sounds in Peru, you know, it's the one from the jungle and the sonido de la selva, and one from Lima, you know, the capital and the Andes. You know, the two are a little bit different. We love both of them, but we are mainly influenced by the one in the jungle. It's a more psychedelic. And we love that.
Yeah, we love it, like the scales and the guitars and stuff, you know, like we try to use it in our music.
Diese Liebe kommt nicht von ungefähr und begleitet Dengue 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 auf all ihren Wegen.
We have different projects besides Dengue and stuff that is influencing the, I don't know, like English music and, you know, German or European mainly, or like the bass sound, you know. And we try to mix it with, you know, what we like in that kind of music with what we like in cumbia, and that's, you know, Dengue.
Yeah, we actually started playing electronic music like 10 or 12 years ago, you know. We just got into mixing it with cumbia a couple of years ago, but we started in the other side of things, I think, yeah.
We try to mix everything, you know, like maybe native percussion with some, like, really synth and dry sounds, you know, like just to give it like this color, you know, like this warmness. I think that's all about, you know.
Cumbia aus dem peruanischen Dschungel gilt als besonders psychedelisch.
I don't think that it's strictly directed to drugs, you know, but it's more like the sound makes you, gets you in this kind of psychedelic state, you know, that you can dance all night, you know, like drinking beers and stuff, you know. But yeah.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do not just with the music but with the image, you know, like we use a lot of video. She's our VJ, and the images that she projects also, you know, help create that psychedelic thing, you know.
I have VJ a lot before I started playing with them. I have my own videos, and when they started they also had this concept, and they made some videos and masks. And we put it all together, and they gave it everything to me, and I just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's very unified because I travel with my videos just because I try to transfer in the screen what I hear from them. So they play the music and I try to interpret that on video. I don't know. It's strange. It just flows. I don't know. But and for me, what they do is very psychedelic. And I'm just staying there trying to, I don't know, make people feel the same way I do.
Auch ein psychedelischer VJ ist ständig auf der Suche nach Inspiration.
Well, I have traveled to the jungle. I have been there with people that live there, and I have studied like research, by myself, all the culture and all the ayahuasca stuff. No, it's very sacred, and you really get to see that. There are a lot of ways to get into the psychedelic stuff. not only drinking or having stuff, like, I don't know, the plants. Well, plants are sacred, but I don't know, the music can make you feel that way also.
Ob heilige Pflanze oder psychedelische Musik, alles fließt in die visuelle Kunstform des VJ.
Explosion of colors, very neon colors. It's that like sacred geometry and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and also very organic, with in the visuals we mix a little bit of kind of animals and masks, and stuff
and
like that.
Things that are geometrical and start breaking and I don't know.
Right. It's difficult to put in words, I think.
Yeah. You try to explain that, sometimes you understand, or sometimes you get more confused, but I think that it's very deep, understandness?
Tieferes Verständnis suchen und finden Menschen durch den Gebrauch von Heilpflanzen aus dem Dschungel. Eine davon heißt Ayahuasca.
Well, I think it's actually different for everyone, It's always good. That's the only thing I can say for everyone, Even if you get a bad trip, it means that you had to get something out from you that it was bad inside of you. So from my experience, it always helped me, and when people tell me about their experiences, I always get that, maybe some of them get bad trips or everything, but at the end, you get an understanding. It's like if you have something and then you break it down to build it up again, perfectly.
Yeah, that's
what ayahuasca does.
It's considered to be a medicine in Peru. No, it's medicine.
It's a root, actually.
It's a mixture.
A mixture, but mainly a root. Yeah.
It's I think it's a chacruna leaf with ayahuasca root.
Yeah. They mix it there differently in different parts of the jungle, so it depends on where you go, how they make it.
And what does the chaman wants to do with you? Because he start putting more of this or more of that.
Depending on what he sees on you.
And what you need.
Im Dschungel wächst nicht nur Ayahuasca, sondern es tummeln sich gar seltsame Insekten. Manche übertragen das Fieber, das Dengue ihren Namen gab.
The band name have like lots of meanings. It started because the three of us live together, and in the house we had a record from Enrique Lynch, which is a musician from the 60s or 50s, and he was doing this rhythm called Dengue, which I think Pérez Prado invented it. We were not sure about that. But the thing is that in the cover of the record, it was written dengue, . So when we saw that, we saw it every day and said, okay, let's put the project that name, But it also means in Lima, dengue means when you have a big craving for something, especially to go out and party, You say like, I have a dengue, like you want to go party.
Yeah.
And it has that meaning, and the meaning of
the sickness,
We don't
like to, to take that meaning, and we're sorry for the people that have dengue, but we, I think it's funny. Lima is funny,
Die positiven und negativen Extreme liegen oft nah beieinander, auch im Großstadtdschungel von Lima.
Both we love it and we hate it. But actually, now it's a kind of good because we started making parties like 2 or 3 years ago, and it started to grow, and it's cool because before, even us, we used to DJ, lots of electronic music from Europe, So we didn't actually have an identity, We were just taking their stuff and playing it there, you know, and it's the first time that we are doing our own thing. So I think people feel that, you know, not just the musicians, but the people in the crowd feel that, you know, and it's a special vibe, you know, so we love it.
They are so proud of what they have become, because now they can say, like, this is ours from our land, and it's mixed with a lot of stuff, but it's our own identity.
Yeah, and it's not just us, you know, that we have, there's like 20 or 30 producers now, you know, there's lots of people making beats, and lots of them are very good.
Die neu entdeckte Identität lässt die Hoffnung auf kommerziellen Erfolg wachsen.
It's not that commercial yet, you know. The parties are like for, I don't know, 1,000 people or maybe 2,000 people. But there's more people coming to the parties, and there's more people learning about the rhythms, and they are more open to new stuff that we're playing now, you know, than before. So that's really cool. You know?
Yeah, and yeah, we've been living from this the last 2 years, so it's good.
Dengi, Dengi, Dengi sind erst am Anfang ihrer Karriere und haben noch viel vor.
We're actually making new tracks from a long time ago, and I think we want to release actually EPs now, you know, like short, with like short stuff with like a psychedelic cumbia one, and concept. Then maybe with a concept, you know, like small, like two or three tracks or something, and maybe one very dubby one, you know, and like that. And also the other plan is to tour the most we can, you know, like if we can do it all year, we will do it all year.
Well, we're now in Europe, maybe next year we can go something somewhere else, so come here again, I don't know, it's like we're up to everything, you know.
And we're actually mixing a lot of African music now in our set, from Angola, soak. We're doing a lot of soak. We're taking a little bit that direction as well now.